Praise the Lord. I have to admit that I was very excited yesterday. Started to tell a dream I had, and I forgot all about time. And while I was telling my dream, I suddenly saw that my time was out, because this recording only allows about 30 minutes. Brother Peary told me 12 to 15 minutes. Well, I hope that you will have mercy on me, even if I say things a little longer, use a little longer time, because this is really burning inside me. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to serve you and then serve the people, whoever want to listen to this. May thy spirit be upon them and teach them as you have taught me. Lord, help me to convey and to bring forth whatever you have inspired in my life, so that it can branch off to other people who have the desire to fully serve you, to love you, and to fulfill the commission that you have for this earth, for this very season of time that we live in right now. I pray, Father, help us all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, I still think I have to fulfill the little story that I started telling, because it is not how that I can do things, but it is how the Lord teaches me to do things. And I hope that you can grasp that it's not about me, but it is about him. All right. I told the dream that I saw myself with my guitar in my hand, putting the guitar in a box in a strange place. And I didn't even know it would be Russia or Moscow at the time of the dream. So the geography was not known to me at that time. But when I stood there in the theater and I was preaching the word of God, Brother Jackson and me, we were together, and he told me to sing, to pray, and then to pray for the sick and preach. When that was over, I turned around and I saw myself walking back out through the curtains into the place where I had my guitar box. And I put the guitar in the box, and behind me here is Brother Jackson coming in, also from the same service, through the curtains. And he put his mandolin in his box. Then he grabbed his Stetson hat, raised up, took the mandolin case, and he looked at me with a little strange look, almost like, what is this going to end up to be? And then he walked out, heading for the exit. And I was standing there, and I was wondering, what in the world is going on? And my dream came back to me, and I remember the exact thing that was said. But what I was doing next is what I didn't see in the dream. No, I was hearing the people yelling, casting out spirits of this man that was laying on the floor. And I didn't even see them yet because they were still behind another part of the curtain. So I left my guitar, I walked through the curtains till I came to the place where they had put the man. And he was laying on the floor. And there were five people that were sitting on him, one on each leg, one on each arm, and one on his tummy, on his belly. And they were casting out devils. Come out of him in the name of Jesus Christ. But they have done this now the whole time from they came in. And probably the service and the whole thing had lasted for about two and a half hours. Sometimes I think it was 3 hours, but take and give a few minutes here. I came in and I stood there, and there were some other Russian people standing like in a circle around, and they were also praying. And when I came in, they looked at me and they said, Brother Stroman, it shouldn't need to be like this. And of course, I had to agree about that. I don't think that you need to be praying for people for hours and hours and nothing is happening. But this was the reason for my dream. So I told the one that was sitting on his tummy, I said, can you please stand up? And we're gonna pray for him. And of course, he was kind of scared because the man was so strong. They were kind of thinking he could pop up and maybe even hurt them. But he was laying there. The man stood up from his belly. And I just knelt softly down. I took the tip of my fingers on my left hand. And I just laid it on his tummy. And I said, Satan, leave him in the name of Jesus Christ. I didn't scream. I just said it in a firm way. And it was almost like I had pinched him with a needle on his stomach. Because, of course, it wasn't a needle. But if you see in a balloon, when you pinch it with a needle, then the air goes out of all the balloon. So it's really a figure of speech. And then I heard immediately, the man lost his ear and almost like he went into an unconscious situation and all his power left. And now he was laying there on the floor like a dead man. Well, I stood up. I looked around to the people. And I said, no, he is okay. You can raise him up now. So the two brothers that were holding his arms, they took him by the shoulders. And they lifted him up. And as soon as his feet hit the floor after he was standing, he came back to himself. He was very confused. He looked around almost like he said, where am I now? And the power of the Lord had delivered him from that evil spirit that was upon him just in a blink. And then you might say, what is the lesson here? Well, I believe that we can pray, and we can pray for a long time. But when it comes to, I remember in Brother Branham's life, because I read his life story and a lot of his sermons that he tells himself. The angel of the Lord spoke to him and said very simple words. When you stand before someone, and I give you the sign that you are going to pray for them, and I will tell you what is wrong with them. So the angel of the Lord or the Holy Spirit was telling Brother Branham what the people were sick from. And then when you pray, you just pray a simple prayer. And if I tell you that they are healed, you can tell them, you are no healed, you can go home. But if nothing happens, if I don't say anything, then just pray for them, say amen, and go on. Because remember, we human beings, we are not the healers. It is the Holy Spirit who does the work. He wants us. The Holy Spirit wants us to partake in the divine mission that God has set for us. But we have to leave it to God to do the work, the miracles. Everything of the supernatural is from him. And let us say, all the gifts of the Spirit are within us. Then I mean, honestly, all the gifts are within every single soul. Because when God creates you and me, and he puts his life-giving spirit in us, then praise the Lord, he has also put all the potentials that there are that he can use in due time under situations and circumstances that it suits him. Sometimes we think we can do what we want and act like we are talking in the Holy Spirit. But that's really not what's going on. God is the one who's going to talk, and he's going to take control of your life so that you can say and speak and act in the way that God has already ordained from the foundation of the world. So then, let me go back now to a little part of 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Because I said that chapter and those scriptures from verse 10 and up, you find out that there is a judgment. And here in that judgment, the Lord is really coming to examine you and me. I believe that the people that are standing there in the judgment in chapter 3 from verse 10 is actually standing there as a resurrected. Well, when I say resurrected, I mean they have part in the first resurrection. This judgment is not a condemnation to put anyone in hell, but it is a correction to take every human effort that you put in, as you would say, this is what God told me to do, and God didn't do it. Then you will find out that all your own efforts in trying to show people that you are really a Christian, you are a divine person. When I say divine, I mean you have a divine purpose. That it was really you that had the purpose, because you wanted to be shown as a person that could do things. All right? Therefore, when it says there is gold, silver, precious stones, very simple. Those values are actually the values where the Holy Spirit spoke to you to do and to operate. And when you do operate it under the administration of the Holy Spirit, then God will honor it and said, yes, I said that, I did that through this little tool, and you will have your reward. But if we try to show up and we try to do things as if God spoke to us, but it didn't. Hey, we know the scriptures. We know that people can pray and healings and miracles will happen, but you and I are not a healer. Even in Brother Branham's life, he said Jesus Christ was not even the healer, because he used John chapter 5 as a leading scripture for his own people, because we can read there, in John chapter 5, verse 19 to 20. Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father doing. For what things soever he does, that means what the Father does, These the Son also doeth in like manner. What is Jesus really telling the people? And I'll read verse 20 also. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth. And greater works than these will he show him, that you may marvel. So what is Jesus telling his disciples there? He says, I am doing none of these miracles, none of the works. I'm not doing them out of my own self, but I do them as I am ordered by God the Father to administer it. So therefore, every time when Jesus said, I will, and to the believer, he said, be healed, see, rise and walk, and whatever, then it is not Jesus himself and his will that is involved in it, but it is the will of the Father. Of course, it is his will also, but he only wants to do what the Father shows him. So his will is the will of the Father. Yeah. So Jesus Christ, he didn't claim to be the healer in that respect. He claimed that God was the healer. And Jesus was the mouthpiece to tell the people what the Father wanted. He didn't use the terminology, the Father speaks to me now and he tells me that you can raise up and walk. No, he didn't say that because he was under inspiration. And under inspiration, God takes control of the vessel and the vessel will speak as if God speaks. So, hey, and that's the dilemma that the people have. Whenever people cast out devils, they say in the name of Jesus Christ, you devil, you leave. Or in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. Then it is not the human side of the man speaking, but it is the inspiration of God Almighty who speaks. Yeah. So here, and in 1 Corinthians 3 then, to jump back to there, the next level of works was wood, hay, straw, stubble. And that is something that the fire of the Holy Spirit will take a hold of and burn up. So gold, silver, precious stones are works done by the individual under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And God will say, I inspired him to say that. That will be rewarded because he was obedient to the voice of the Spirit. But when it comes to hay, stubble, wood, and things that can burn up, when the Holy Spirit starts looking at those deeds, those are the deeds that God never inspired man to utter, to function, to work with. So when they say, have I not cast out the devils in your name? All right. And then when the Lord speaks back and he says, I never inspired you to do that. You did that of your own self. And here goes the reward. But there's something here that I want you to also notice when it speaks about these things. Because he says here, I'll read 1 Corinthians 3:14, and it says, if any man's work shall abide, which he built thereon, he shall receive a reward. 15. If any man's work shall be burnt, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as through fire. For know you not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Yeah. So praise the Lord. You are the temple of God. But out of your temple, only things that God inspired you to do should come out of you when it comes to expressing the divine will of God. We can talk naturally to one another. We can tell stories and all that stuff. But when we are taking the position of the Holy Spirit because we feel the inspiration coming, then we should never add our own thoughts into it, but leave it to God. Because if we are taking our own mental mind into this and blend it with God's work, then you will find out that type of work will burn. And if any man's work are burned, he will suffer loss. But it is not the loss of eternal life, but it is the loss of the intentions of saying, God spoke to me to do this, and God is responding back, I never spoke to him on that. Take the reward away. So if you want to be a person that will end up having a reward in the kingdom to come, don't put your own efforts into thus the Lord and try to make him say what he didn't say, because it was you who said it. This is a very, very important part to learn, so that you don't operate spirits and works with personal matters, personal agendas, because the operating ways of the Spirit is solemnly left to him. All right. So God then, when he speaks to us, he said here, I'll go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and we'll go to verse 3. Because now we're talking about speaking in the Spirit of God. Wherefore I make known unto you that no man speaking in the Spirit of God saith, Jesus is anathema, or cursed. And no man can say, Jesus is Lord, but in the Holy Spirit. All right, Jesus is Lord. We say that all the time as human beings, Jesus is Lord. And of course, people have gone way beyond that stage, because some people have said Jesus is God the Father. But then they really don't understand how the Spirit really is working. But we'll leave it like that for now. But the operative ways of the Spirit, according to 1 Corinthians 12, is that there is diversity of gifts. All right, now, if you remember what I said in the beginning of the sermon, I said that there are seeds in the ground that God put there. All right? And there are seeds that will bring forth wonderful fruits. And there are also seeds there that will come up. And if we don't really serve the Lord, it will come up as thorns and thistles. It's not that the seed is changing. The seed is already in the ground. It's just that there's another type of seed coming up. All right. So there are diversities of gifts. And the scripture is mentioning 9 types of gifts in 1 Corinthians 12 here, in the first part of it. And he also says there are diversities of ministrations and workings. So let me read verse 4, 5. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are diversities of ministrations, and the same Lord. And there are diversities of workings, but the same God, who worketh all things in all. And then, one of the most wonderful parts here, but to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit to profit with all. Hey, there is a secret here. When I read that, the manifestations of the Spirit is really given to help the people to understand that God is working to benefit them all. Right? It is not you and me that are benefiting them. It is God, because God takes you, control over you as the vessel. And when you are that vessel, and you fully give yourself over to that vessel, over to the Spirit, then God can freely speak through you. And there is where the wonders, the miracles, and everything is happening. Because here, for example, in part one, it says here, for to one is given through the Spirit the word of wisdom. All right, hey, I believe that as believers, we have a source of wisdom. We know that the world also have a source of wisdom, but it is called worldly wisdom. And Paul, when he's referring to gifts of the Spirit and the wisdom of the world, then he differs. He splits it up. And he don't want to talk the wisdom of the world, but the wisdom of the Word of God. Yeah. And how shall we explain the wisdom of the Word of God? Well, you have a story of Solomon and the two women. It's a very well-used explanation and picture of how God is working through a man. Let me read from 1 Kings 3:23-28. And I'll try to put this a little short, but still try to fulfill it. Right? Then said the king. The one said, this is my son that liveth, and thy son is the dead. And the other said, nay, thy son is the dead, and my son is the living. And the king said, fetch me a sword. And they brought a sword before the king. And the king said, divide the living child in two, and give half to the one and another, the other half to the other. Then spake the woman whose the living child was unto the king. For her heart yearned over the son, and she said, oh, no, my lord. Give her the living child, and in no way slay it. But the other said, it shall neither be thine or mine, just divide it. And then the king answered, and he said, give her the living child, the right mother, and in no ways slay it. She is the mother thereof. And all Israel heard of the judgment which the king had judged, and they feared the king, for they saw that the wisdom of God was in him to do justice. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. So here we find out that the rule of operating the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit is to profit with all, profit others. Remember, you don't get the Spirit to profit yourself. And I hope that you can see that in the coming days of life. We'll come back to the second part, but we'll leave it now so that you can have a joyful day walking in the Spirit with the Lord. Amen.